I'd like to welcome again Norman Weinstein and Jackie Shelton Green. We have two wonderful poets here, and we're going to be talking about Norman's new book.
Thank you.
Exciting, huh? Welcome.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah?
What can I say? It is exciting.
I can't adequately
express my thanks to Jackie Green for agreeing to be my surrogate. I have COPD issues, obviously, and she has very kindly agreed to
be your spokesperson,
to be my spokesperson.
Well, you couldn't have picked a better spokesperson.
I actually think in some ways poets are better off not reading their own poems.
Right. Interesting.
In a way, I'd rather hear it myself. I'd rather hear the kind of music of the thing, and does it work, and this, that, and the other. Yeah.
Well, and it's always wonderful to have somebody read that's a great reader, you know?
Yeah, well, Emily absolutely has been raving about her, and so now I have an opportunity to
Proof of the pudding. I'm just honored and humbled to have this invitation to read these beautiful words and to honor Norman this way. So thank you. It's mutual admiration, and I graciously accept it and look forward to this book.
And the title of the book is First Love and Other Poems.
And the subtitle is Metrical Moments for the Most of Us, which, of course, is very alliterative, and I'm hoping, basically, I hope what I've captured, I like doing titles, although they're no fun, and they're hard work, but in a way, I'm pleased with this, because I think it represents fundamentally what poetry is, which is basically sound and sense, you know, it's substance and music in its own peculiar way.
Yeah. Have you been writing poetry your entire life, or is this new for you?
A long time, really. I started, I guess, when I was, when I was in my early teens. But then I wrote mostly prose, and gradually shifted into theater, to drama and poetry. And I actually prefer writing. For me, writing prose is too hard.
Right.
I don't know what it is. In a way, I think what it might be, I don't know if Jackie finds this true or not, but prose goes everywhere. It's like a huge maple tree that can just keep going and going, and it never stops. And where with poems and theater, you have a built-in discipline.
Right.
The baby's in the playpen. It can't go but so far. And I guess, I'm a Southerner from the mountains of Virginia. I'm a hillbilly. But I guess maybe I am lazy.
Well, I kind of doubt that, but
I think it's easier to create the container for all of that sound and the movement, the music, the lyrics, the meter of what he's talking about is poetry is a really poetic. The poetic process is a very good container for telling a story, because I believe that poetry really lives inside of our stories. And I think this collection of Norm's is very, very illustrative of what happens when a poet really digs deep and not pretends to have any poetic genius, but the genius is evident in how he tells the everydayness of stories that affect all of us. So stories are not good, poetry is not good, unless it has an audience, unless it can hook us in, unless people find themselves over and over again in the writer's words. And I think that's what this collection does, is we all find ourselves in this book.
Yeah, we can connect to, I was looking at, I think it's First Love, the one where you fell in love. You knew exactly what love was at age 15.
I thought I did.
We all did.
Yes, alas.
All right.
So Jackie, would you like to read one of the poems, and then we'll tell every place that Norm's gonna be?
Oh, sure, I'd love to read this poem. So I've selected this piece entitled Ghost. And I selected this piece because Norm and I have talked a lot about how family and just the generational stories bear witness to what we continue to write about. Ghost. A photograph, perhaps, is best of all to bring back moments lost from long ago. But then that tune you suddenly recall invades your mind, invades your soul, and so you play it once again and then again. Until through windows open to the spring, the lilac's luscious scent comes drifting in, and other ghosts glide swiftly on the wing. A view, a sound, a scent, a touch, a taste. It matters not the key that opens doors, as long as you are willing to embrace those many ghosts that are uniquely yours. However they appear, remember too that they are heart and soul, a part of you.
I love that. I just love that. Beautiful.
It's a sweet poem.
Thank you. I think we will mention Jackie and her lovely husband Abdul were eating over our dinner house one night, and we were discussing the fact that family is where it's at. It is really pretty interesting. Whether it's Penelope, the faithful Penelope, doing all that sewing and unsewing and so forth, mm-hmm. or whether it's Hamlet having problems with his mama, and whether it's long day's journey into night. You know, family is so much where it's at, and this, of course, was actually very much a part of how does one approach, where does it all come from? And you, I wish I had written it down and committed it to memory. It's something you said. I read it only earlier this morning. Something you said to the effect that poetry is a way of speaking to memory, of memory speaking to you. I thought that mm-hmm. was quite profound.
Mm-hmm. Really. Well, it's source, and memory is another one of those containers that we get to dip into as exactly. writers, as mm-hmm. artists, not just writers, but a lot of creative form comes out of that containment of memory, remembering to remember, as well as those things that we remember to remember not to remember are as vital to the creative process.
And our own sanity.
And our own sanity, right. Yes.
So, Norman, you're going to be at all these places at Regulator Bookstore on June the 18th at mm-hmm. 7, and at Womancraft, which is just right behind us here.
My daughter, of course, is
okay. And well, we didn't mention that you are the father of Emily Weinstein, who also did the cover for the book. It's just beautiful.
I'm so proud of what she has done. She has gotten her talent from me.
I bet she has.
Only modesty.
You gave her a lot. You gave her double dose.
I think it's an absolutely drop-dead gorgeous title.
It is.
I really do, and she designed it.
It's beautiful. So yeah. Now, and if people want it, the other places you're going to be is Flyleaf Bookstore on June 28th at 2 p.m., at the Cedars in Chapel Hill on July the 1st at 2 p.m., and at Fine and Folk Art in Mebane on July 2nd at 7 p.m. I've not heard of that place. Is that a new place?
It's a great gallery. It's been there for a few years.
Yeah, you live.
I live in Mebane, and it's a wonderful gallery. Mm. The owners also own a coffee shop next door and Mebane Table. So I'm giving a plug for our wonderful downtown Mebane Table restaurant.
Well, there's a lot happening in Mebane these days, isn't there?
There is a lot happening.
Little towns that's coming into its own, right?
Yes.
That's fantastic. Now, do you have another poem picked out that you'd like to read?
Well, since you talked about first love, why don't we just read first love? Okay. First love. When I was 15, I knew in every cell and atom of my being what love was. I knew it was painful, cloying, an unbearable sweetness, a heavy weightlessness, a hopeless, tangled mass of contradictions. Oh, God, she was so beautiful, all perfect and mine. Yes, mine. Except she barely spoke to me. Too busy to linger and hear my tongue-tied burblings or even my clownish attempts to show her how clever I really was. All that induced only deeper silences before she drifted over to Wally. How could she even talk to him? He was dolt personified, always smiling and most highly regarded by everyone, by other dolts especially, although he, being most handsome, was king of the dolts. And his magnetism drew them to him like helpless iron fillings. He was always central, and with Nancy by his side, my Nancy.
Aww.
Well,
it is what it is.
We've been married for 63 years.
So. You and Nancy have been?
Debbie. and it's worked out very nice.
That's what matters.
We've been married, my wife and I, for 63 years.
Yeah, wow.
Wonderful children, yes.
That's wonderful.
To whom I have dedicated the book.
So now what, you started writing poetry in your youth. What did you end up doing with your life?
Oh, boy.
Were you a writer?
To a large extent, yes. I was an English teacher, naturally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I majored in English. I went into the service very young at 17, hillbilly from the western part of Virginia. And I won't even explain how it happened. I still don't know how. But I became a newspaper a military newspaper correspondent at 17.
Wow.
And I could barely write my name, but I guess I had a certain ability at writing, a certain feeling. And so I started really writing then, kind of officially, and, you know, never really stopped. But I very early became very interested both in theatrical writing and in poetry, and as Jackie so correctly said, it's an imposed discipline. It is a container.
Mm-hmm.
That I, for me at least, I need that kind of discipline. I think I'm a better poetry and theatrical writer than I am a prose writer.
Now, when you say theatrical, what do you mean by that?
Plays.
So you wrote plays.
Largely comedies.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I write some serious. My last play, about 2 years ago, we came down from New York just moved down about a year and a half ago to uh-huh. Chapel Hill because our daughter lives here and our son-in-law. And my last play was called Ad Astra. And it's the motto of the Royal Flying Corps. It's based in the First World War, which is the 100th anniversary now, based on a flying squadron. I used to fly. I was very, very interested in flying.
Oh, how cool.
And so I just, you know, I just got very interested in writing. I was in plays. I was a terrible actor, totally terrible. And too self-conscious, too much too aware. I could never be a decent actor. My wife and I acted some together, too, in a very silly, very stupid English play called On Approval, in which a married couple, well, they're going to be married. They decided to try it on approval.
Oh, that's funny.
Disastrous. Yeah. It was actually fairly bold. It was out of the 1920s.
Now, what prompted you to get into that?
Well, in college, I acted. And, you know, I got into theater for whatever reason. I just like theater. I like drama. I love Greek drama.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I love comedy. Actually, most of my plays are comedic, but a number are not also. But I love writing short plays, too, 10, 15-minute plays. They're fun.
Right.
And they're not as you well know, they're not the same commitment that it takes to, for a you know, big full-length book.
Well, you, do you know about the 10-minute play, the 10-act, 10-minute?
I've heard about them, yes.
So you
like
need
to get involved.
Yeah.
Yes, I have been involved.
That
in
would
New
be
York
perfect for
yeah,
you.
And I have, so they're fun.
Yeah,
they're,
yeah.
They're fun to write, relatively.
They're fun to watch, too.
They can be. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So now, Norm, do you have a website?
I do. I just created another one. I have 11 e-books out there, mostly. Of the 11 e-books, eight are plays.
Oh, wow.
Collection of one-act plays and full-length plays. And two are prose works relating to my two granddaughters. And one I wrote in collaboration with this 8-year-old.
Oh, interesting.
And she did the art, thank God, because I'm no artist. And then this is also both an e-book and print.
Okay, so now what's your website address? Do you remember?
Mytitles.net is one. And this one I'm just creating is simply called First Love. It's okay. in process.
Okay.
It's a work in I hope in progress, not regress.
Okay, so if anybody wants to find Norman and where he's going to be reading, I guess I can Google First Love poetry book, right?
Oh, yes. It'll
First Love and Other Poems.
It's available, I guess, from the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, also by ebook, and also by print book from those stores and local bookstores and so on. And it will be quite available.
Yes.
Okay,
it will be available at all of the bookstores where we'll be reading.
Yeah, they'll be available at Womancraft. And I understand the regulator is just marvelous.
So is your schedule on your mytitles.net?
Excuse me.
Is your reading schedule on the mytitles.net website? Is it posted there?
No, I must put it there.
Okay.
There is so much I must remember that...
You got to get Emily to help you with
I
all
have
that.
Feeling yeah.
But there's a Facebook. There's a Facebook page for his events, and there is all for information through every venue that's there. Well, I'm talking about the bookstores. I know that Flyleaf and Regulator have included a lot of publicity in their newsletters and their publications about upcoming events.
Great. Okay, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're out.
Absolutely.